it's time for the Swain event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a Rick Flair.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on a beautiful Monday morning in East Tennessee. Our telephone number is 865-200-5503. That is the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We are live on 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. If you're listening on the Swain Event app, we appreciate you on the Apple platform or the Droid platform. You can download us there for free. Swain Event TV, Periscope, Facebook Live, and YouTube. And SwainEvent.com is where you can stream us. SwainEvent.com, built, perfected by 42nd Street Marketing. They specialize in logo design, print design. They do a fantastic job. We are not too far away from National Signing Day, where we will be at Dead End Barbecue. They're on Southern Avenue, February the 6th, live show from 7 to 10 a.m., and we will be hanging out until probably they kick us out. So we'll be there all day. Look forward to seeing you. And it's where we come together and celebrate another signing class that Tennessee did a really good job of getting this year. And then it's funny because as soon as the show is over, we're like, all right, let's get ready for the 2020 kids. And we're already talking about the 2020 kids. But recruiting is the lifeline of college football, the lifeline of college athletics. And we all understand that. So we have a good time there at Dead End Barbecue. Ben McKee, Charlie Burrs, Jason Swain. Oh, no. No, it's no Charlie anymore. Oh, man.
You're just going to start the show off on a sad note?
I feel like Fresh Prince on the last show when everyone left and he entered an empty room and he just looked around and no one was here. I feel that way with Charlie not being here anymore.
And that's a bad feeling because there are a few feelings in the world that are worse than when you're really locked into a TV show. Like for me, it was The Office, Friends, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Mm-hmm. And then it's the last episode, and you're thinking to yourself, what do I do from here? What do I do with my life, all this free time I'm going to have? That's a terrible feeling, and that's how we feel without Charlie today.
Charlie just
so empty.
Yeah, Charlie just rolled over in his bed, smiled, and just went back to sleep. I will say this, though.
I think he gave us the finger as well.
This is the show for Charlie. This is the show for Charlie.
It is.
What happened down in Gainesville over the weekend, this is the perfect show for Charlie. So, Charlie, this one's for you, Charlie. We will do this show for you because we know how much you love to get down talking about what happened over the weekend, and that is the Florida Gators playing some of their best basketball, making shots they've never made before, and still not being enough to beat the Tennessee Volunteers, the third-ranked Tennessee Volunteers at home. They did not seal the deal and wound up losing by 11. What? How did that happen? Oh, my goodness. I mean, I went from bite my nails to Tennessee winning by 11 points in the last minute. Wow.
I was nervous. And like Rick Barnes said, the score is very deceptive in the sense of that was a one-possession basketball game until about 30 seconds left. And it's like Florida forgot how to dribble the basketball, how to take care of the basketball, because I believe Jordan Bowden came up with a steal.
Yep.
I forget who else came up with a steal and threw it ahead to Bowden for a layup. And then somebody else had a quick layup there at the end to make the score look worse than what it actually was, which I'm fine with because Tennessee was on the right side of the scoreboard. It's much nicer to beat Florida by 11 on the road than 2 on the road. So I was okay with the late scores.
Bring it on. Bring it on. 865-250-5503. Let's get to Andy. Andy is on the line. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm great, Andy. Hope you are too.
Oh yeah, after we put that nice special ending on Florida because supposedly they were being disrespectful.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of talk. You know, Schofield said that they probably wouldn't have done the Gator Chomp, but when they got disrespected, they showed them, you know, this is the way it's going to be.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to see how this team finishes. I'm excited. It's nice to be excited because that just lets us be more excited about what's coming, you know, in this football National Signing Day. It's a positive.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things going around, Andy, with Tennessee basketball and Tennessee football recruiting. There's some good things, and there's things going on that is not so ideal and exciting, as you would say, and that is the Lady Vols. I mean, we got some good things going on, and we got some things that we have to address that's also going on. So it's just part of being a sports fan. There's high highs, there's low lows, there's in between, but you just roll with it. You ride the ride, and you don't let yourself get too high, too down. That's at least my approach, but there's a lot of good things going on right now on the Hill, Andy.
Did you hear Henry Tutu was on campus this weekend? And
I never heard it said like that,
there
Andy.
There was somebody else on campus also this weekend for Tennessee football prospect. I forget his name. I think there might have been three in Knoxville.
Yeah, there was three in Knoxville.
Ladarius Cox was one of them, long-time defensive line commitment, and then Ray Parker, who is an LSU commitment, athlete.
Have you seen Ray Parker?
He's a grown man.
Henry said that he liked Tennessee, but he said that there's three of them. He said Tennessee, Alabama, and Washington.
Washington. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He released, I think it was Austin Price that released that on Twitter. I think it was yesterday I seen it. And he was talking to Henry Tutu. And I think we got a good chance, but it's going to be a rough one. But,
got a chance.
Brian Niedermeyer's in charge of that one. So I think Niedermeyer will steal the deal.
Yeah, we hope so, Andy. Thanks so much for the phone call, man. I have never heard Henry's name said Tutu.
For a second there, I thought we were talking about the great Jordan Tutu, the hockey player.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that dude. Sorry. 865-255-03, B-Dry, waterproofing hotline. I knew Andy was going to bring up recruiting. That's just what Andy does. Andy looks – I don't know why he's playing around talking about the basketball team. Andy, you know you didn't want to talk about the basketball team.
Recruiting to Andy is like barbecue to Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why Andy was – you know how someone calls you and they really want something? And you know they want something. You know they're getting ready to ask you for $5. But they call you, first thing they say is, "Hey, Ben, man, the weather's nice. How about those Vols? Hey, man, they had a good game on Saturday. Man, woo! The weather's on Friday is sure going to be nice. Get outside and get around the yard." And you sitting there just, "Billy, just get to the point. How much you need? How much do you need? PayPal, Cash App, what'd you want?" "Yeah, you're right. I just want some money." And that's Andy. Andy called in talking about basketball first. Andy, we know what you want to talk about.
We know you want to talk recruiting.
You want to talk Henry Tutu. You want to talk about recruiting, Andy. Oh, man, we love Andy.
Which one is more fun to say, To'o To'o or Tutu?
I mean, it just depends on where he goes.
If he goes to Alabama, 2-2.
Yeah.
If he comes to Tennessee, we will work relentlessly.
Yes.
63 effort to pronounce that individual's last name correctly.
Correct. We will practice day and night to get it down right. No doubt about it. Andy Katz, Seth Davis, they did not like all of Tennessee's game on Saturday against Florida. they did not like perhaps the best part of the game, and that was all five Tennessee Volunteers, when the clock hit zero, started to gator chomp.
It was beautiful.
In the direction of the student section. And I wonder why they did that. Well, let's talk about that, Ben. We will do that. Tennessee getting the win over Florida. A great test, another test for Tennessee to go into a hostile environment. Florida shooting lights out, being down, fighting back, clawing back, and another unbelievable performance from Jordan Bowden. And just saying, the boy's an NBA player. He's an NBA player. And he may be further along right now than Josh Richardson was as a junior. Just saying. Swain Event, be right back.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain Event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over. Join the Swain Event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail.
The celebration!
Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain Event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain Event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain Event and Dead End Barbecue.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offer something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza, 865-540-8300, 865-540-8300, and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Love college sports. How can you not love college football? The passionate fans going back and forth with other fan bases. Basketball, the crowds at home games, the student section. I mean, the Cameron crazes get all the praise, they get all the attention because of their crowd and how they give the visiting team a really hard time. One of the hardest places to play, little small gym. It's a little cute gym.
Did you see what they had to do this past week?
No.
I believe they played Clemson tonight at home, which is weird considering they just played Saturday evening on the road, and then they're already playing on Monday night. ACC schedule is funky. But because it is such a small gym, such a small student section, they go as groups. You know, they camp out in those little tents,
mm-hmm.
but only a select amount can camp out in the tents and get a seat into the game. So they made them take a test on this year's Duke basketball team, and the top whatever with the best scores, they're allowed to camp out and go to the game. Mm. Imagine Tennessee football having to give out tests to decide how many students get to go to the football game.
Hey, Muyebo, let me see your answers. Huh? What? Yeah, that would be weird. But Cameron Indoor, man, it's crazy. And they make it really tough for a visiting team. They do. I remember when J.J. Redick was playing at Duke. And J.J. Redick was probably one of the most hated basketball players ever in college basketball. Put him right up there with Christian Laettner. How about Marshall from Ole Miss a couple years ago?
Yeah, Marshall Henderson
a couple years ago. I mean,
Grayson Allen last year.
Oh, yeah. Grayson Allen was definitely one of the most hated basketball players. And when you are one of those guys, when you go on the road, people taunt you.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Redick has a sister. And I remember they had researched things about his family and was using it to get him off of his game. It didn't work. J.J. Redick was still lighting folks up. But to me, that's a little personal. To me, that's a little across the line. And that's what was going on. I saw a tweet from Dane Bradshaw where when he played Florida, there was a fan that had pictures of his sister in the crowd. I'm sorry. To me, those are fighting words. Those are fighting gestures. If you're putting stuff up about my family in that way. I remember when I was playing Vanderbilt my freshman year, and the guy that was guarding me was bringing up, things about my girlfriend.
How did he know who your girlfriend was in 2003?
He had Google. And so all these things happen. My freshman year, I go on the road to the swamp. He talking about some of the craziest things you've ever heard. The visitors' bench at the swamp is not far away from the crowd.
Nope.
At all. I mean, it's an earshot away. And you hear it all. You hear everything. So our basketball team, they're on the road, and they are in one of the toughest places to play in the SEC, probably the country. It is. It's a great atmosphere down there in Florida.
And Tennessee has struggled there year after year after year. And as a result, that was Tennessee's first win in Gainesville since the 2011-2012 season.
But I will say, Tennessee's had success there against their really good teams.
It's funky.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, when Florida won a couple championships, Tennessee was successful down there. Tennessee's gave Florida some fits when they had good teams. It's really weird. But that's a hard place to play.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee was down, fought back, whatever, and then did what they did, win the game. after the game, as soon as the game was over, all five players mid-court doing the Gator Chomp. And here's the thing that just blows my mind. There's Florida fans calling that classless. Florida fans. Really? You're not calling anyone classless, are you?
Do we want to bring up the former tight end who murdered somebody and then...
I mean, that was an act of a player. I'm talking about just the fans being classless. Like, the fans itself being classless. They can't say anything about anybody else being classless.
I guess I was referring to, there is a Twitter account. It's pretty popular Florida account that tweeted after the game about the Gator Chomp. He was in his feelings. In allkindsofweather.com, tweeted out, Tennessee having some fun mocking the Gator Chomp. As close to being admitted into the University of Florida as they'll ever get. So that's more so what I was referring to in the sense of Grant Williams was accepted into how many Ivy League schools? And meanwhile, you've got the likes of Aaron Hernandez attending Florida, amongst others.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about Tennessee players versus Florida players and behaving and having class over the last 10 years, that's really not close at all. But for a Florida fan to call a Tennessee player classless, I mean, that's just, well, that's rich. Because I've heard stories about Tennessee fans going down to Gainesville, going down to the Swamp, and the type of treatment that they have experienced in the crowd. Now, this is a family show, but I've heard some really bad things about things being poured on them, all kind of things. And we got John in Gainesville, who would probably do a great job of explaining how classless the Gator fans can be. John, good morning.
And it starts before the game even starts. Bumping into you, trying to make your drink get spilled. Just different stuff like that, stuff they say. And the thing that's so funny about it is they all get upset when other people use their own chomp, own little chomp celebration. And it's not a celebration, it's a taunting celebration.
Correct.
We're using your own thing against you, and people get upset about that all the time. Look, y'all the one that came up with it. Don't be a bunch of crybabies because we played our C game. Y'all brought your A game and still got blown out by 11. So I told my buddy that was with me, my brother-in-law. He's right there with me. He had a good seat. He said, what do you think is going to happen? Because they're getting all excited, right? They think they're going to win this game. I said, I'm telling you what's going to happen. About 5 minutes, we're going to lock it down. This is right before we turned the ball over 7 straight freaking times. They got 3 points away from it. So I'm sorry y'all stuck on offense. Williams, all these guys that we got, Schofield, they can score anytime they want to. Y'all go ahead and play your 1-3-1, your 1-4-1. Y'all keep on shooting 40% from three-point land. Y'all going to shoot your way right out of this game. I knew it was going to happen before it happened. And go back and look, if somebody wants to, they're talking about classless. Look at that photo and look at the student section when they're doing the Gator Chomp song. Look how many middle fingers are going right back at them.
Yep.
So I don't want to hear classes. The stuff that I hear up there, up in the 100 and 200 sections, I can't imagine what they hear behind the bench. Don't even want to repeat it. Won't even insinuate what it is because everybody knows what it is.
Yep. Yep. Admiral Schofield said inhumane things. And Ben has a quote here when asked about what was said to him during the game.
Their fans were chirping a lot, even behind our bench. Some things were said from fans that were older fans, not even students, alumni maybe, just disrespectful, inhumane. I won't repeat what was said, but it's a basketball game at the end of the day. No matter if it's Tennessee versus Florida or Michigan versus Ohio State, it's a sport. No one should be called out by their name like that.
Yeah, John.
It's crazy, man. It makes it where it's not. And it's, I was right behind the football game last year at the Swamp when they had the Hail Mary or whatever. But the stuff during that, when things are going their way, Florida likes to pretend like they got a little bit of class, right? As long as they up by 2 touchdowns or something. But as soon as you start winning, the real Florida Gator fans. And it's like he was even saying, it's not even from student type stuff. That's what's sad about it. These are from grown people who should be knowing better, setting an example with the kids sitting right next to them. Like what? And I know every fan base has got it. They just seem to have a lot more of it there. And it's sad. The stuff that gets said, it's like, wow. You would never say that in front of that dude without 100,000 people backing you up, because you know you get your arm ripped off.
True.
Exactly what would happen.
True.
So, to me, it's a personal version of being on Twitter.
Yep.
That's what it looks like. Some keyboard warrior up there running their mouth. These are the only fans I know of that come out and take personal pictures. Well, like you said, where do you get these from? And somehow the security lets them come in with these things and these signs, and they hold them up during the I can't believe I didn't lead off with this, Jason. They booed a child, a Tennessee child that had the checkerboard jumpsuit. They put him up on the Jumbotron. A child. They booed him in this crowd. I'm not even joking about that.
That's kind of funny.
They booed him. Y'all have a good one, man.
See you, man. See you. Class. You want to talk about class, Florida? And here's the thing that's disappointing about the whole thing. You know, we love it when national media talk about this basketball team, because we know this basketball team. We know the guys on this team. We know Grant Williams. He could have went to Harvard. We know about Admiral Schofield that could jump right into commentating next year and be a star. We know about Admiral Schofield. He's a star.
Mm-hmm.
We know about the type of players we have on our team and the character that we have, and we know who leads them in Rick Barnes. Like, we know our team. And for a national media member to make this seem bigger than what it really is, I mean, you understand. You've been following college basketball for decades. You know how ruthless, you know how classless an opposing fan base can be. The things that are said in a young man during the game, we know these things are not going to be said to a young man's face out in the streets. We know that for a fact.
No, like, you really think some of those Florida fans are going to be running their mouth at Admiral Schofield in the streets?
No, no. You got that little security guard right there. You got Betty with the green polo shirt on. The little security guard, she can't do anything. But you got her, because she will call somebody else on you. She got that phone. She got that walkie-talkie. Watch out. Betty will call somebody for help. You know that no one's going to put their hands on you unless you are at the Palace in Detroit and you throw something at Ron Artest. That's what happened. Like, these fans think they can say whatever they want to say to athletes, and athletes won't put their hands on you. Well, that one day, Ron Artest wasn't having it.
There's somebody early on this basketball season. No, it was the football game. It was the Rams. Who was it? Peters?
Yeah, Peters told him that he was going to put them hands on him if he kept talking. And it happened with Leonard Fournette, too, because someone said some things to Leonard Fournette. Just because you pay your money doesn't give you the right to say what you want to say. You just don't have that right. You think you have that right just because you paid your money.
But you don't.
But you don't. And I'm pretty sure what was said to Admiral Schofield. Haven't y'all learned y'all's lesson? Did you not watch the Gonzaga game? You don't talk trash on Admiral Schofield. You don't do it. This dude is on Twitter liking comments. He's liking tweets dissing his basketball team. That fuels him. You don't trash talk Admiral Schofield. Do you want to lose? Do you want him to drop 30 on your head? If you do, then talk that talk. But Admiral Schofield is the wrong one to trash talk.
There's only been one game this season in which, I'm not going to say it got to Admiral's head, but he struggled in the first half. He didn't respond well to the Missouri little student section, kind of ribbing him pregame and whatnot. And Admiral came out, hit a three, but then went scoreless the rest of the first half. But then he did end up finishing with 16 points. So even on Admiral's off day with folks chirping at him, he still gets his.
Yeah, I mean, and they still won by 20-plus points. So you don't trash talk Admiral Schofield. You're not going to win that battle at all.
Well, and to your point about him liking tweets on Twitter, Vanderbilt's about to catch a big game from Admiral, with their fans tweeting at he talking about, just wait till Tennessee comes to Memorial Gymnasium. What in the world are you talking about? Volstorm can attest, because he lives on West End, Memorial Gymnasium is not going to phase Admiral Schofield, especially now that Darius Garland is out for the season and Vanderbilt can't even beat the likes of South Carolina or Georgia. Okay.
The only thing that's going to throw Admiral off is that funky basketball court where the benches are behind the hoop, and you have to like step. It's weird. It's so raggedy. It's so raggedy.
It's like playing on blue turf. That's how rare it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that would throw Admiral Schofield off. But the Gator Chomp, my favorite part of that photo was Bert kept smiling the whole time.
That grin
was great.
I love going back and listening to Tennessee's highlights that they post the day after, especially this season after Gonzaga, Memphis, Florida, and it's just so many monies, and he's so excited.
Man,
it's beautiful.
I need that photo framed in here of all five Tennessee basketball players doing the Gator Chomp.
Yeah, I mean, it was synchronized too. I mean, as soon as the buzzer, I mean, they all started doing it.
Love it, man. Love it. Swain Event, be right back.
Play of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Craving flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at your local grocery store. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gluten-free select varieties like the cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy small-town flavor in every bite. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
A
SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
All right, let's go around the SEC this morning, and Ben McKee got us taken care of. A lot of things happened over the weekend, so Ben, where are we going today?
We are going everywhere because this weekend was action-packed. So to you, Swain, to the listeners, if I missed something, please, please, please drop it on the text box, give us a call, tweet at us, and bring it up because there were a lot of coaching moves over the weekend throughout the entire SEC. There were players declaring for the draft. SEC basketball lost its mind with the worst team in the league, Texas A&M, hitting a three at the buzzer to upset Alabama at home, which was absolutely beautiful. But first, we'll start off there. It is rumored that Steve Sarkisian will be Alabama's next offensive coordinator. And looking at Aaron Suttles' Twitter account, he covers Alabama for The Athletic, also does radio in Birmingham. He tweeted on Friday, I believe, that he would be shocked if Sarkisian is the OC, utterly shocked. And then he followed that tweet up with two texts with the same message that he received within a minute of each other, saying, would be Saban's most unpopular hire ever. And then another text saying, would be most disappointing move of his 12 years. And I was at dinner with one of my very, very good friends who is an Alabama fan, flew all the way out to San Francisco, bought tickets to the national championship game, told me that, oh, I haven't seen anything from Trevor Lawrence to make me really worry about him. That's what he was saying before the game. I ribbed him about that this weekend. It was pretty funny. But I was with him at dinner when he found out that Steve Sarkisian was likely to be Alabama's next offensive coordinator, and he was not too happy about that. So I'm interested to see how that plays out, and it would be an interesting move in my opinion. Also with Alabama, former quarterback Jalen Hurts, who is transferring. Friday night, he spent the day with Mike Locksley. Saturday, he was in Norman visiting with Lincoln Riley and the Sooners. And then yesterday, he was down in Miami visiting with Dan Enos, who is now Miami's offensive coordinator, leaving Alabama. Also with Alabama, because Alabama has been the only person in the news, it feels like, LeBryan Ray, a defensive end, was arrested over the weekend for essentially being a college kid. Just public intoxication. This is something, obviously, he can bounce back from. He is a Huntsville native, like Swain and I. He went to James Clemens, and Nick Saban said, we are disappointed. Anytime a player makes a choice that leads to a bad decision, we will evaluate what we need to do in terms of appropriate discipline and rehabilitation as we move forward. So nothing too harsh, but still just when you're of that status, you need to be representing yourself, your family, and
you got to be more careful.
Your football team better in that situation.
Yeah, it could happen really to anybody, but you're right. You gotta be on guard. You gotta be always head on the swivel because you just never know who has a camera phone and who is watching you. And you are a superstar down in Tuscaloosa, so just got to be careful. Let's go to the B-Draw Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Bill. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Jason Swain and Ben McKee. How are you doing this morning?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing fine. That was such an impressive win on Saturday. I hate all this controversy about the Gator chop taking away from what a fine win that was.
Correct.
They tried to hex us with that 1-3-1 zone, and we busted that thing there the last 5 or 6 minutes. Just tore it apart and just went ahead like great teams do. But the thing about the chomp, I don't understand. It's a ridiculing gesture, if I'm not mistaken. It's saying like the Gator's going to chomp you up and eat you up. But then when you turn it on them, then it's wrong and it's bad and it's disgusting. Why is the double standard there? And it seems like the media always has defenders that rush to the aid of Florida when they can't produce and win a game.
There was Andy Katz, definitely with Andy Katz, and then Seth Davis kind of just said, like, karma, you know, you just want to be careful there. But I listen to guys like Doug Gottlieb and Jay Williams because those guys played college basketball. Those guys been on the road. They experienced this type of energy from the home crowd. So they got a kick out of Tennessee doing the Gator Chomp right back at them. I don't know what's the difference between that and OU doing horns down. Because if you have a hand sign that you use, you can't get mad if someone uses that hand sign or gesture back at you if they're successful. I don't understand how that's classless.
Could not agree more. But I tell you what, Jason, I'll end it with this, because I know you got a lot of callers. It's great to have the rivalry back. I like this heated rivalry. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want everybody to respect each other. But I like the rivalry with Florida, and I want the same thing in football. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, man. I hope we have the same thing in football.
I do as well. And Andy Katz, who he used to be a college basketball writer covering the sport from the reporter's angle. Now he works for NCAA.com and puts out things for them. He tweeted out, "This is a potential title team, but there's no need for this. Just walk off with a road win. That alone sends a loud message." So, no, it wasn't like a harsh critique, just a differing opinion. And he did come back and say that although Tennessee fans were not happy with his critique, I know some Vol fans are fired up with a little critique, but there have been zero flaws on this crew. Vols have two National Player of the Year candidates in Schofield and Williams, and arguably one of the top five choices for National Coach of the Year in Rick Barnes. So, little tomato-tomato type situation.
I mean, again, Andy Katz should know that fans talk out of the side of their neck and a gesture is nothing. It's not like one of our players pulled a Marcus Smart and went and put his hands on a fan like Marcus Smart did when he was at Oklahoma State and they were playing Texas Tech on the road. It wasn't one of those situations. All they did was the Gator Chomp. That's all they did. That's all they did.
My thing is, I don't understand how it's okay that after Florida beats down Tennessee in Knoxville on the football field, after Florida beats down Florida State, I believe that game was in Tallahassee, but regardless, after that game, Florida's gator chomping in their faces, in Tennessee's faces, and Tennessee fans' faces on the field, and even in the bowl game against Michigan when Florida beat them down, they're gator chomping them. Why is it disrespect? Why is it okay when Florida does it disrespectfully in the face of fans and opposing players after their wins, but the moment they're beaten, it's disrespectful when the opponent does it in their face? That's what doesn't make sense to me.
Makes no sense.
As to your point, if you're going to do something gimmicky like that, expect it back.
Yeah.
Such as the case when Texas gets the Longhorns down.
I will tip my cap, though, to the Florida basketball players. They didn't really have anything to do with the fans, but they got up for this game. And Tennessee can expect to get everyone's best shot. Tennessee can expect to be everyone's Super Bowl or national championship game because they are ranked third in the country. And they did beat Gonzaga. And people are talking about them being the best team in the country. Florida only made 19 field goals in the entire game. Only 19 field goals. And what kept them in this game and what gave them a chance to win this game was their three-point shooting and their change up with their zone defense, extending the 1-3-1, kind of slowing Tennessee down, not allowing them to get into their offense like they normally do. But Tennessee found a way. Why? Because they have a real basketball coach, a coach that will go into halftime and make adjustments, and that's what happened. I mean, did you see the difference between this basketball team in the first half versus the second half? It was night and day.
Completely different, mainly on offense, because Florida was only up by three at halftime because, for whatever reason, they could not miss from the three-point line. They made 12 shots in the first half, and nine of them were three-pointers. Like, when does that happen? I mean, they were just shooting fireballs.
They were hot, man.
So it was nice to see the offense catch up. And quite frankly, with the way Florida was shooting it from three, it was a minor miracle that Tennessee was only down by three. I mean, Tennessee just ran into bad luck in that first half with how well they were shooting the basketball. Some calls didn't go their way, but that is many calls. That was my biggest frustration, not the fact that Tennessee was necessarily getting whistled for fouls. It was the fact that on the other end, those same calls, they weren't being called fouls.
52% from the field for Tennessee, more like 53%. 35% from two and shooting from the field for Florida. And the three-point shot kept Florida into the game. Tennessee still made their shot. But Jordan Bowden Jr., I remember when Josh Richardson really took over in the tournament of his junior year. Jordan Bowden taking over now, mid-season. And the last two, three games, Jordan Bowden has took over. And it makes me think about, like, who's further along. I think Jordan is definitely an NBA player. Josh Richardson had better on-ball defense, which is better on defense, a little bit more athletic. But Jordan Bowden right there, man. And offensively, or you want to talk about a well-rounded game, overall game, I think Jordan may be further along than Josh Richardson at this point of his career. Because, again, Josh Richardson didn't really blow up until the tournament his junior year. And then he took over his senior year, running the point and being the guy on Tennessee's team under, I want to say it was Donnie Tindall. Mm-hmm. Donnie Tindall's on the year.
Yep. The thing with Bowden, though, is that he's done it for three games in a row now. But now can he do it every game? Because that's the point that Josh Richardson got to during Josh Richardson's senior year under Tindall, was that Jay Rich did it every single night on the defensive end, on the offensive end. Now can Jordan Bowden do it after three consecutive really good games?
I'm telling you, I said this last week or 2 weeks ago, Jordan Bowden is your six-man player of the year. I mean, that award, I know, is going to Jordan Bowden. I like Ease Pons at the starting lineup and then having Jordan come off the bench to energize the team. And competition has made Jordan better. Competition has made him an animal. It's fun to watch, fun to see. Swain Event, be right back.
Work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
There is a slight chance of rain this morning, otherwise cloudy, with a high of 39 and a low of 30. Mostly sunny tomorrow, with a high around 47 and a low near 30. Look for more sunshine on Wednesday, with a high in the low 50s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit. Let's finance through GMF. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Craving flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at your local grocery store. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gluten-free select varieties like the cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy small-town flavor in every bite. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event. You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
A65-255-03 B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's go to that hotline and let's see who we have here. We have Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals. How's the search firm coming on the Charlie's replacement? Have we got any progress going there? Has a new news conference been scheduled yet? How's that going?
We are taking our time. We want to get the right fit, right hire. We're taking our time. So this is not going to be an overnight process. We may push this thing out to 44 days like the Tennessee OC search.
Do we need to put up a Seth Stoke Christmas tree?
That might hurt the search if we put up Seth Stoke's old Christmas tree.
Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you talk about the balls. In the basketball, I tell you something that I noticed during that last second that really offensive rebounds. So we got, I know one, on one possession, we got three offensive rebounds back to back, and that was big in them last few minutes
That's
of the
right.
game.
That's right.
And it was a turning point because I seen one time we got three offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
And, that was huge in that regards. And I tell you what, we have to deal with Georgia dark barking dog fans and Gator fans, and we have to deal with Alabama fans. All these fans we have to deal with, it just people don't understand. And I got to think about poor Trump and his wall. If he would send these fans, these Gator fans, to Mexico would build that wall and pay for it. Guys, I'll let out of here and let you go.
All right, Turkey Man. I ain't touching that. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Josh in Little Rock, who's next. Josh, good morning.
Great. I got to follow that.
Yep. Good luck.
Man. Well, I got a couple early attaboys. First off, you know, Charlie, I hate I couldn't call in. I hadn't called in a while, so I hate to see that he's gone. I hate that I couldn't say goodbye. But I'll tell you what, that was some grade-A transitioning, Ben, last week on Friday in the third hour when you played Rest High on that mountain. That's HOF status for Swain Event as far as transitions go, in my opinion. Flawless. I had to go back and listen to it a second time. That was just great.
I will prepare the speech.
Man. The second attaboy, Bowden, that kid scored, 12 straight points for us? I feel like if that spark wasn't there, we might have just lost that game.
Yep, in 2 minutes.
But not only did he just have the points, he was getting it done on the defensive end. I know he had at least one steal. He had an assist to Grant Williams following his 12-point run. And not only did he come up with a steal on the defensive end, but his ball denial on Florida's guards and Keevon Allen was crucial down the stretch.
And I'm from Little Rock, you know, so I was happy to see Allen do okay, but I'm glad to see the Gators lose every single day of the week. And then, you know, with two attaboys, you got to have a for what, and that for what was the officiating. That officiating was terrible. I agree with you 110%, Ben. I had to turn it off at halftime because the way that they ended the first half with a few calls, I was about to pull my hair out. Anyway, well, I'll get out of y'all's hair. Y'all have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. I mean, what do you expect with Pat Adams on the call?
He was bad.
He's always been bad. Let's go back to the phones. Let's get to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Wait on, my brother. What's happening?
What's up, Mark? Did you watch the game?
Hey, man, I have exercised the demons.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir.
I finally got to see my Vols win. We've down now 9-0, or by 9, and I figured I'd power through it.
Good,
pulled it out for
good
me.
Good stuff, man.
That.
It's not you, Mark. It's not you.
It ain't me, and that's what my brother was telling me. He's like, are you sure the curse is gone before you watch another one, you know? So we talked it out. We good.
It ain't you, man.
Hey, man, I do disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
The fans absolutely have the right to say whatever they want, but they also have the right to have the living crap beat out of them for saying it. I'm saying the country gives them the right to say what they want.
Gotcha.
But it also gives that person the right to go beat the stupid out of
him. Gotcha. That's I agree.
That's me, man.
I agree.
Yeah, I think old Turkey Man might be right. New Mexico don't want no jort wearing people in their country either.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you have the freedom to say what you want to say. You're right. You got the freedom. But if you it doesn't give you a right to not get these hands. So go ahead, say it. Go ahead and say if you want to. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Top of the hour break here on the Swain Event. We have Touchdown Turnover coming up next. Stay with us.